You are on the official NBL podcast, Hardball, 94291116, to get involved. And we have a special guest, Liam.
Yeah, we do. Championship winning Perth Wildcats forward, Greg Heyer. Greg, thanks so much for jumping on for a chat.
Oh, absolutely no drama, fellas.
Greg, it's Tommy here, mate. How good was it to get home to the jungle and get back in on the winners list?
Oh, massive. I mean, obviously we lost three on the trot, and two of those losses were extremely disappointing. So I felt like an eternity being away from home, and yeah, nothing does beat that raucous crowd. And you know, we came away with a good win. Obviously, the first half was pretty lackluster, but to get in front of the fans, especially Heritage Round, was a great celebration.
Interesting you mentioned that. How much do you personally enjoy kind of donning the Heritage Round jerseys in front of those loyal Wildcats supporters?
Yeah, it's something I usually highlight on the calendar. Obviously, a big reason of my number is I actually wore it because of Watto, and he usually is a guy I'm happy to say that I, you know, admire, and you know, he perfected his role for the Cats, and hence why I wore number 4 as well. So, yeah, being a WA kid, it's always nice to see it and see what styles come up. It's, yeah, highly anticipated for myself.
And did the 90s theme sit well with you?
Mate, I loved it. We got there at before the game. There was the NBA Jam scoreboard. There was old school songs. I think even there was a testament to David Bowie. A song came out in warm up. So it was awesome.
Well, some stadiums never stopped playing 90s music, did they, Liam?
That's right. Sing
Mate,
Hallelujah.
They'll play all towns. Will play Cotton Eye Joe, I think. So, yep. Yeah, no, it's quite common.
Yeah, it was nice to hear a bit of E17 and the like.
Very good. Greg, I'm sure it'd be a little tough to tell being that he was on the other bench, but what was up with Josh Childress on Friday night? Really struggled.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure what it was. I think two sides to it. I think we, in terms of scouting and what we did, I think we perfected to a T. When he is, I think, arguably the most talented and most dangerous player across the league. And, you know, there is so much concentration on him and making sure he doesn't have an impact. And it's a scary thought at times in the third and fourth quarter when he sort of demands that ball you feel like you're on an island. You just hope that he doesn't create something. But I don't know whether it was a mindset. I don't know. Joe Conley came out a little bit after that, and I'm sure the Red Army fans would be pretty chuffed to know that they put him off his game and they'll be trying to go back to the next game. But I think more so it's just of what we're trying to implement with our defensive strategies.
Just updating the live game going on at the moment in the second period of overtime. Kevin Lish has hit 2 threes in this second period of OT, and Illawarra currently leading the New Zealand Breakers 95-92. Talking though with Greg Heyer from the Perth Wildcats. Greg, noticed a tweet that you sent out about Casey Prather, and just wanting to know, are you guys in love? The tweet said, well, you actually said in the tweet, I'm secretly in love with Casey Prather. I mean, really, he is hot. Maybe it's just me, but I'm taking teammate to a new level. It's not really a secret if you tweet about it.
That is full on.
Well, look, I'm happily married. Unfortunately, maybe not married after this, because obviously of this double OT game, I haven't done any of my jobs in the Sunday. So,
but, just Casey been hanging with Casey?
Casey is a serial pest and joker, and it was a perfect stitch-up. So,
likely story,
heard that
mate.
Before.
Likely story.
Come on, it's Valentine's Day soon. You sure you don't want to say something nice?
No, mate, I've got man crushes and guys with top knots. So, Trigger, like I obviously have for him at the moment. And Jesse, obviously, I followed in his footsteps. But, Case, not my sort of guy.
Well, speaking of Case, can you take us behind the curtains a little bit with him in terms of, you know, during the week, working on his game? And he's been so big for you guys on the floor this season.
Yeah, no doubt. He's. I think he's really elevated and showed, you know, the last couple of weeks. And when we've had success, he's just had a massive game. And in terms of we work alongside each other in terms of that wing opportunity spot. And look, he came here, I think it was last year was a bit of an experiment with DeAndre and trying to transition a 4 down to a 3, and I still struggle at that at times. And the one thing we can do with Casey is he's come as a 2 and he's working as a 3 man. And his athleticism is, I'd say, even more so than what James was a couple of years ago. But the biggest thing was the question marks around his shooting. And I think he, you know, the last couple of weeks, he's obviously, I mean, he's worked hard. I mean, as we all do, we're all professionals. We work diligently at our trade. But he's starting to get a little bit more confidence in that shot, and which he didn't have at the start of the season. And that, you know, leads to him being able to penetrate a little bit more. And on transition, he's an absolute monster, and that's what we're trying to get him more to do so now.
With the double mouth guards, can you understand anything that Damien Martin says on the court?
Mate, I can never understand anything he says. But no, he's actually removed one of the mouth guards, which we're happy to have now. But no, yeah, look, Damo is back in full flight now. And he's just happy that his model teeth is all intact.
Hey, Greg, there was a lot of talk ahead of and during that road trip and coming out of your camp about it kind of defining your season. What did you learn about this year's team during that stretch of games?
Oh, about ourselves or other teams?
No, about yourselves. I mean, it was five losses, but you came back with a fury at home.
Yeah, look, I think we obviously...
Sorry, three
I'm
losses.
Not sure if what we got we're ahead of ourselves. You know, we started the road trip 2-0, but, you know, one thing is, as we've seen so many times this season, you can't get ahead of yourself and think, you know, you're going to get a win with a team that's, you know, bottom on the, you know, lower on the ladder. For us as well is we went away with what our strengths were, and that was defensive pressure. I mean, what against, you know, Melbourne, they absolutely smoked us defensively, and that's been our backbone for as long as I've joined this organisation, and that's what you've got to go back to when you're struggling. And obviously there's been some question marks on our outside shooting at times as well. And I think that showed on those two games. But as well as I think went away from one of our biggest strengths, and that is the big fellas and utilising him in the post. And those guys, when they get clean and easy looks, they're super efficient. And I think we still haven't even rewarded Nate to the best of his ability at the moment. So once we can really punish opponents for, you know, single coverage on those big fellas, you know, they'll definitely help us out in the long run.
Sorry, just speaking of super efficient, Cody Ellis.
Oh, how good
is he? Just going off. He's, what is he on now? 18 points, 6 of 9 from the field. Hit us some massive shots, Grizzleman, and... a huge one in double OT just then.
Put them absolutely up by 5, 97-92.
Mm. Greg, talk to us about the importance of top spot on the ladder this year. How much importance are you guys putting on that in terms of, you know, coming away with a championship?
Yeah, I mean, in history has shown that to win a championship, it's pretty tough to win it outside, I guess, the top two or that even that home court advantage. Obviously, we saw it a bit different with New Zealand winning it in two last year, but... we've seen all season, I mean, to play in front of your home crowd is definitely a major benefit, as we've seen this past game. And for us, it's trying to get any sort of advantage as we can. And, you know, I'd always say, and I always back the team, that you're trying to win a championship from whatever spot you're in. But at the moment, I'd rather much play in front of, you know, 13,000 people at the Red at Turf Arena than, you know, going in front of a pretty hostile crowd where someone pours a beer on top of your head.
Not ideal.
Yeah, so that's the preferential treatment we'll get.
Greg, tough question, but gun to your head, Melbourne, Illawarra, New Zealand or Adelaide, who would you prefer to play in a semi-final series?
Well, it's weird because, I mean... we've beaten Illawarra 3-0 so far, and based on Thursday, and it seems like that. But obviously, got, you know, a lot of respect and admiration for Bevo and Lish and the likes. And I think, and obviously Melbourne are pretty talented, but I always just think experience helps out a long time, you know, in these sort of situations, especially in playoffs. So. I guess maybe Melbourne, but hopefully that doesn't bite me in the butt later on.
But, I appreciate you answering it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, but, I thought you were going to duck it.
Look, I think they are dangerous, but I think, you know, at the end of the time, you know, when you get into a, you know, playoff situation, you know, refs unfortunately start, you know, the calls do change and all that sort of stuff. I think experience does become an advantage.
Is the man bun catching on?
Have you started something? Well,
no, I don't, oh, mate. I'm copying a lot about my hair. I mean, I even just saw a tweet that the man bun hasn't helped out anyone's form at the moment, and I had to write back that it's actually only hair. I don't think it's sort of like that old Bible Testament. You know, chop off your hair, you lose your power. But yeah, look, I'm not sure, and there's been some times I've questioned whether I should cut it. But look, it's just with the way the economy is at the moment, I can't afford a haircut.
please.
That's just my lazy way out.
Well, I will say this. It's done a lot for Matty Knight. He looks like an athlete now. Now he's got all that.
He does.
He's gone from caveman to athlete. Bang. Yep.
Yeah, he's gone with the, athlete, but he's got grey hair, and you can see with the second kid he is struggling. So, yeah, Richard Gere on the court here at the moment. But, Matty Knight, I think he lost about 10 kilos if they lost too. No, it's good.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday to chat to us.
No, James, you're doing a great job. Thanks, guys.